Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. They're also known as DDDs. That's when I go through scripture and I go, ooh. Ooh, that's really cool. I need to use that. And then I share that with you. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Guess what that is? That's me looking at life and going, oy vey. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses or hearing aids, one of the two. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? We'll tell you that October 5th, but not before. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Now watch this. Newspaper, Matthew 24. Newspaper, Matthew 24. Newspaper, Matthew 24. You get the idea? We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Either number will work because they're the same number. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Don't you call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. Now come on before somebody sees you.
What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing, taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Not even close to this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, babe, it's loaded like a baked potato. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425 and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Former Congressman Ron Paul, the eccentric and embarrassing father of a prospective presidential candidate, actually commends President Obama for offering no strategy on combating ISIS. A lack of strategy is a glimmer of hope, Ron Paul says. Here's a strategy, just come home, end quote. Now, it sounds appealingly simple, but our troubled world is distressingly complex. If Islamic terrorists can seize territory and massacre populations with impunity, no nation in the Middle East is safe, while major countries like Indonesia and India with substantial Muslim communities are also threatened. Meanwhile, if big countries like Russia can dismember their weaker neighbors without significant consequences, then other rogue states, like North Korea or China or Iran, will be tempted to do the same. In our current sour mood, Americans may not care about defending international norms, but if dangerous, predatory behavior brings rewards and no penalties, we will surely see more of it, to the ultimate peril of our own security. I'm Michael Medved.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. I'm doing a remote from inside Community Christian School at 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road. So here's the weather report. We have weather. Congratulations. And from a traffic report, I can't see. I'm in a sanctuary. Although a car did just go by, right? Okay. So there is a car, and it did go by. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. Now, here's the deal about roofing. You can get anybody to do any roofing anywhere. But do you want Christians working on your roof so that you know they're going to do the best they can do as unto the Lord? Yes. Do you want your estimates free? Yes. Do you want to understand that when you're engaging with them that they're going to make sure that you are completely satisfied? Yes. Well, then call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. Roof. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Roof. See, that's a subliminal association. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Anyway, ExcaliburRoofing.com. 760-743-8803. If you want to talk to somebody who knows roofs and you're just not sure what's going on, as Eric said in an interview, if you're not sure if there's any problems with your roof and then the wall caves in and crushes your big screen TV, there was a roof problem. Okay, so you might want to handle that. It's just a thought, you know, just one of those things. Okay, so later I'm going to be talking to Pastor Ray Owens, who helps coordinate for the school here. Before we get there, though, there's many things to discuss. Many things to discuss. This is typically the time, folks, where I kind of lean back and try to pretend like I'm relaxing, although I'm actually just gearing up. And I want to tell you what happened this weekend that I think has happened to other people. And if not, I'm not sure where to go with this in my life. So the wife and I have decided we're going to renew where we live. Now, for those that don't know, we're not multimillionaires. So when somebody says gas is $4.35, we look towards the administration and go, how dare you? Okay, we do that. That's how that works. So but today, or the other day, gas was $3.99. I thought I was getting a bargain. Okay, that's kind of sad, isn't it? So what we decide is we're going to stay in our current location because we really like it. And the one big thing that we've never had since we've been together is a view. Now, having a view is kind of an interesting concept. The place that we lived in before had a wonderful view of the busiest road in Encinitas. It was awesome. Every 5 minutes, you'd hear, right up, didn't matter. And it was like, wow, that is terrible. So now we actually have a view of the ocean, which is like, wow, a view of the ocean. You can't beat that. But the wife said, you know, if we're staying, we have to put a little effort and time into the place that we're staying at. And I'm like, okay, I don't have a problem with that. That's okay. And so she said, we got to get these little runner rugs. Runner rugs, I guess, are rugs for the walkways or something along those lines. I'm like, okay, I don't have a problem with that. That seems fair. And we got to get maybe a better stool so that we can actually see the ocean instead of the big white piece of wood that's in the decking. Because when you sit on the deck on our old chairs, you could see the wood. Which was really kind of taken away, I think, from the view a little bit. So we got these chairs that are like 6 inches higher. Now we can actually see the ocean. So, oh, this is great. Then it happened. Now, for those that have listened to this show before, the wife does not rule the roost unless she wants something. Then, you know, then it kind of changes. So anyway, you know, I'm the man in charge. Don't forget, it's 50.0001 to 49.99999. You know, we know how that goes. But the bottom line is she goes, we got to change the bedroom. And I'm like,
change the bedroom where there's a bed, a dresser, a TV, and a stand. So by change the bedroom, are we talking about knocking out walls on a place that we're renting or what? No, honey, no. I just want to move the bed from where it is to a different location. You'll still be able to see outside the window. I just want to change this area here and change this. I'm like, are you positive? She goes, yeah, it'll be like a fresh look. It'll feel good. You'll feel comfortable. I'll feel comfortable. We'll be comfortable. It's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay. I know this is scoring me points no matter what. Yeah. So it's a big mattress. It's one of those Cal Kings, which weigh, I don't know, 9,000 pounds, that you don't actually pick up as much as drag, although you act like you're picking it up, like when you first lift it off the ground, and you pick it up. So I got that against the wall, and we're moving the box springs, which in our case we have wood on top of the box springs so it could be firmer. Why? Well, because I'm too cheap to buy new box springs. That's why. So we move the whole thing around, and we put the bed down, and she makes the bed, and I go off, and I just happened to be earlier in the morning when we started this, so I had to go finish my devotions. So I'm like, I'm going to go pray. I'll be back in an hour, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, I'll get it all real looking nice. I come back. Let me tell you something. Spiffy. I mean, it looked spiffy. There's no, you know, she got the things up here. She got to do a little wall work, but it looks nice. It actually looks like the room has increased in size, which is a kind of a weird concept when you think about it. I'm thinking, that is so awesome. So we're winding down. We're taking care of dinner. We had kind of a nice little dinner, and everything's going great. And, you know, coming off of just relaxing and getting things together, and it's time for bed. So typically when you go to bed, you go to bed. And in our case, we have the dog. And the dog, if, for those that don't know, Levi is about 3.5 years old. He's about 60 pounds. Really friendly dog, super stupid. I mean, just a great dog, but just really dumb. You know, one of those kind of goofy dogs. He's laying in the middle. We're moving stuff around. Every morning, about 3 a.m, he stretches. Now, have you had a 60-pound dog on your bed stretch? Do you know what happens when that takes place? I want you to kind of envision that the dog, which is typically maybe 2 feet high and maybe 2.5 feet wide, when they stretch, they expand. And when they expand, they touch different parts of your body, and they move you. And so right about 3, 3.30 in the morning, he does his expansion thing, which usually you can just kind of ignore. But this time, he hit me right in the back of the neck and the back of the, you know, in between my shoulder blades. So I get up, and I'm totally disoriented. And I, you know, set up, go to the restroom, come back, and just, you know, kind of start all over again. Something happened between getting up and coming back that I had forgotten. A small detail. We rearranged the bedroom. So I come back in, and I am not thinking about a rearranged bedroom. So I plant myself on the edge of the bed where I believe the edge of the bed should be. And it is, in fact, partially there. Only though for a moment, as I slip from off the mattress onto the floor, my head is against the wall, my neck is against the where the wall and the floor meet, my legs and my body are up in the air, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what just happened? And I am like a dog on its back, you know, flailing or whatever. And it's taking me about 3 or 4 seconds to process, to get conscious of what's taking place. I am on the floor in between the mattress and the wall. And if I don't get up, I'm going to be stuck this way for potentially a long time. Now, to the grace of God, my wife did not wake up. Let's just be honest. And it took me a few minutes to process, but there I was flailing a little bit like a fish, figuring it out. I got up. I was able to move. I was able to maneuver myself to the side. I got up. I crawled into bed, and I put the covers over my head, and I put the pillow over my head, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to tell this story to anybody, because I can't possibly look any dumber than I'm feeling and that I just went through. So that was terrific until the wife said, what was all that from the other night? What was really going on? And I told her what happened. And here's my loving wife's response. Are you ready? Now, this is what a loving wife should do. She goes on and on and on about my trauma. It was trauma, folks. And here's my response to that. A loving wife, a loving husband. It's not about two people being perfect. It's about two people never giving up on each other. Even if you sit on the bed after you rearrange the furniture and you miss and you look like a fish out of water trying to figure out what's happening. That's part of life, isn't it? See, you're not the only person that does stupid things. Me too. Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at news, plus a DDD or two, and we'll see what takes place. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The Rady School of Management at UC San Diego provides MBA programs for innovation-driven entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs. If you're interested in starting a company or moving your career to the next level, visit rady.ucsd.edu/advance.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. California. It's so much better than Cleveland, let's just be honest. Okay, folks, this segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany. Now, again, we've told you this before. Now, they're supposed to be coming in studio like next week, okay, like a week from Friday. But remember, Brittany is pregnant. So you know what that means? Okay, we'll see. That's what that means. Current Solar Contracting, by the way, family-owned and operated for over 20 years. They will not rest until they give you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. Here's the key. They're not so small they can't get the job done, but not so big they forget your name and send you to a call center or use a third-party service. There's the key right there. No third-party service with them. You call them up at 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, and they do an analysis at your house. And this is the key. Are you spending $130 bucks a month in your electric bill? Yes or no? $150 bucks, $175 bucks. They can move that from that price to $20 bucks. They will do an analysis. They'll talk to you. If it works, they'll tell you. If it doesn't, they'll tell you. One way or another, they'll let you know what's going on. Look, it's not the Department of Free. They don't do it and go running down the road happily on their merrily way. It's a business. But they're going to put yourself, you in a position to save money and put themselves in a position to make money, but they're not going to make their whole nut on you. That's the key. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or currentsd.com. Current SD, which stands for San Diego, not Super Dave, but currentsd.com. That's the phone number to call. Okie dokie artichokey. So we're hanging out here at Community Christian School, 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road. We're going to have Pastor Ray Owens, I think. Ray, are you coming on at 2:30? Oh, so Ray's going to come on at 2:30, talk about what's going on here at the school, talking about half-price tuition, because, listen, if you have an interest in getting your child in school at half price, this is it. You know, this, all those, oh, it's getting close, oh, it's getting warm, oh, it's getting, no. This is it. This is it. You're either going to do it or you ain't. If you're going to do it, you need to do it quickly. We're in their facility, and right now we're actually in the worship center, which which is like they call it a sanctuary or worship center or whatever. It's the place we all get together and worship the Lord. Yeah, that's what you got to know. That's the kind of, and it's totally cool, totally nice setup. We're going to encourage you to check it out. We're going to talk to them in just a little bit. Before we do, Robo Producer, how are you doing today, sir?
David Spoon, I am doing well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Nice. It's very, like, robotic. I am doing
Hence
very well,
Hence the name
well,
Robo
sir.
Producer, Dave.
Yeah, that's a good line right there.
I'm sorry, okay. Dave. I can't tell you.
Okay, Hal. Right? Doing a little Hal action over there?
Yeah, okay. That's my best Hal impersonation.
That's not a bad one, though. That's not bad. So a couple things going on we need to talk about. So there is a piece of news that I want to talk about. Then we'll probably end that with a DDD afterwards, because once I do a piece of news, it depresses me so
is
much.
Is the news
going to
want to make me take a bath?
Maybe. Maybe a run through the sprinklers. How about that? All right. So, over the weekend, there was these protests on the fast food workers.
Yep.
The fast food workers got together, and they decided, you know what we're going to do? We want 15 bucks an hour. Now, here's the truth. I don't make 15 bucks an hour, but okay, that's all right. They want 15 bucks an hour because they think they've mastered in four or five languages.
You want some fries with that?
Anyway, so the idea in that whole process is what they're trying to do is, and I, by the way, have no objection to making sure people get a decent wage. That's not the problem. I don't really have a problem with that, having a discussion, finding out if that lowers jobs because then less people will hire. I mean, I understand that's a valid talk. It's a valid interaction.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say you feel that the problem is the sense of entitlement.
Yes, and the methodology. This is the thing. There were 300 people at a protest. That's not a bad number. 300 people, it's not a bad number. That's not the problem. 200 people were not fast food workers.
What?
That's the problem. 100 of those 200, get this, because they now actually have a title, 100 of those people, professional protesters. So here's what you got to consider in your brain. Okay, we're going to have a protest. Okay, what are we protesting? Well, we're really just unhappy with the color yellow because we well worked on the Wizard of Oz and the yellow color down the middle of the street's really offending us. Okay, how much are you going to pay us to protest? We'll give you guys like 18, 20, 30 bucks an hour. Okay, well, there'll be 100 of us. Okay, see, that's the kind of people that are protesting. They don't care about people's wages. They care about them making money doing their hourly job protesting. Okay, that's their job. So it's kind of a ruse. It's kind of a false premise when you have 300 people, of which 200 aren't even fast food workers, suffering under the great, the great bondage and the great oppression of the man. Like, what? 200 of you don't even have the job here. In fact, they didn't all have the job there in that place anyway. 100 of them were bussed in from out of state as professional protesters. I could tell you, I'm looking at job futures right now. Their job future is very secure because somebody's going to be whining about something somewhere. People have been whining for years. But I do think 200 out of 300, that's large, isn't it? So therein lies the key. Professional, and you know what's really funny? I will say this because this rarely happens. Even MSNBC said, yes, there were many, many professional protesters. Wow. That never happens, does it? All right, what do I got? Like 3 minutes? 3.5 minutes?
Indeed, sir.
Okay, good. Let me do my Jeremiah 29, 12, and 13 for my DDD. For those that don't know what a DDD is, that's a devotional diamond of the day. That's when I'm reading something somewhere in Scripture and something pops out. My brain goes, oh, I like that. Let's talk about that. This is Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13. Normally, you'll hear a sermon on 29, 11 in different portions. This is the portion after that, something that struck me as unusual and worth mentioning, and here's what the passage says. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. So I'm reading this and I'm thinking, everybody knows 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you, you know, yay. And then some prosperity people go, oh, God's going to let me win the lotto. Yay. That's all this. And it's like, yeah, get to the heart of the matter. Here's the heart of the matter. Then you will call upon me and come to and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, and you will find me when you search with me for me with all your heart. So here's what he's saying. You're going to call, and I'm going to answer. Now, first and foremost, folks, listen to that. You're going to get in your time of prayer. Maybe you're in a group prayer. Maybe it's private prayer in the morning. Maybe you're praying when you're driving like most people are in the mornings. You're going to call, and he's going to answer. This idea of coming to the Lord in prayer and just throwing something up and hoping he even hears you, that's such an insult. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those that seek him. That's kind of important. It's like the early church in Acts chapter 12. They were praying for Peter to be delivered. God delivers Peter. Peter's knocking on the door. The church didn't believe it. Nah, he's not there. It's like, come on. This is supposed to be us believing that when we call, he will answer. It's supposed to be us believing that if we seek him, we will find him. But there's a caveat to this. And it says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And that's the key. When it's with all our heart, not a part of us. I can fit God into this schedule. He'll fit into this 30% right here. That doesn't work. You're either in or you're out. You're either into him or you're not into him. You're either searching him with all your heart or you're not searching for him. Make a choice. You're not offending me. And then people are thinking, well, you're wounding God. You're not wounding God. You're wounding yourself. search with him for him with all your inside, with every part of you, 100% of you. Because 90% in is not in. It's when you lay down your life. And I'm pretty sure it didn't go, if you lay down your leg, that should work. I don't think that's what it says. I think it's you lay down your life, and then you get it. And for all those people, I've got to try and find myself. I've got to locate myself. Hey, here's how you find yourself. Die to yourself. Then you'll discover who you really are. Ooh, that's so contrary to all the books. Oh, too bad. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, special guests right here at the school. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
It's hot in Borrego Springs, but La Casa del Zorro Resort is always cool. Enjoy a relaxing day at the Balance Spa and Salon. And now through September 30th, reserve 3 nights and get the 4th night free. Call 760-767-0100 or visit lacasadelzorro.com.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
So you've made it to the golden years, and frankly, you deserve it. You got there based on choices you made, the steps you took. You went to school, you fought in a war or two, you got married, raised the kids, and now you want to enjoy the grandchildren or simply enjoy retirement. Yet there are still steps to take and choices to make. Enter the new reverse mortgage. This is not your grandmother's reverse mortgage, but instead a safe financial tool to redefine your retirement, fund your longevity, and enjoy those golden years. Learn how this government-insured loan of opportunity can help you access the equity you've built in your home as cash, eliminate your mortgage payments, and let your home work for you. Join my friend Mehran Aram, certified reverse mortgage professional, September 10th at 6 p.m. at the San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista for a free educational workshop on the new reverse mortgage. Reserve your seat today. It's free. Call 866-611-30 or online aramco.biz. Move your life forward with a reverse mortgage today. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE 01853626 0116276 NMLS 2773162801 26.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. No Christian teachers allowed, they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Noon continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Come down, spinning wheel.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Every once in a while, we go traveling. Now, I'm not just talking about getting in my car and surviving the California freeways, which in and of itself is semi-miraculous every time you do it. We are hanging out at Community Christian School at 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road in San Marcos, California. Pastor Ray Owens is with us for the first time ever. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Now you're the pastor of the River Church San Marcos, but the school is connected to the church. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got I'm right on 2 points. If I can get half the rest of them right, we're all going to be doing great. Phone number here for those that want to get information is 760-744-9237. And then I believe the website is communitychristiansm.com. Is that correct?
That's it.
Okay. So one of the things, folks, that you've been listening to us do for over 22 months. I can't believe I've been doing this for 22 months already. They hired me. They keep trying to fire me. But being from Detroit, they don't know how fast I can change a lock. One of the things that we are talking about on a regular basis is Christian education. Because one evident element as we wind down the existence of humanity is less and less acceptability of Jesus Christ in a classroom in any format whatsoever. In fact, in some schools, and we already talked about this report, when the person absolutely simply said, God bless you, to somebody that sneezed, they were reprimanded by the teacher saying, we'll have no religious talk in our classroom. Now, we're not saying that's ridiculous, but that's pathetic. And then ridiculous. So we'll put those together. So Ray has been helping coordinate with the school, the community Christian school. So let's give you a chance to talk a little bit about the school itself. Talk to me a little bit about the school. How long has the school been around? You know, give me some little bit of history on it, that kind of thing.
You bet. Thank you. Community Christian School has been around since 1977. That's when it was established. I was born in 78. Therefore, I'm the new kid on the block.
Yeah.
This last year, Mike and Suzanne Law, who founded this church, Community Christian Church, and they also founded the school, Community Christian School, thought, hey, we need a forum, a platform to be able to disciple kids, to be able to get biblical foundations into our kids. And there were a bunch of young families at that time, and their birth, Community Christian School. And they did something really unique back then. What they did is they thought, you know what, let's still have parent involvement. So let's have the privatized education, but let's also have parent responsibility in the home. So it's this fusion of homeschool kind of feel and private school, very unique, you know, 30 plus years ago. But now you're starting to even see the secular route starting to do it. Up here in North County, we have a couple schools where they do this half fusion kind of concept because they're realizing how important it is for students. But what makes the difference in Christian education, of course, is Christ is glorified in all we do.
Yeah, now that's a big element right there. People don't recognize often enough that when you're talking about a Christ-centered education, one that is based on the understanding that God is the creator and that man is not the ultimate end of anything, which is kind of nice for people to remember before they get in big positions and start acting like they know what they're doing. The idea behind this is that we can come to the Lord, both the teacher and the student, and together the teacher and the student, and they do, and seek the help of God in the process. It doesn't eliminate 2 + 2 = 4. It helps you understand why 2 + 2 = 4.
Absolutely.
Which is substantially different,
that
right?
That is it, absolutely.
So I love what you're saying immediately, though, because you're talking about a partnership with the parents and the teachers and the students. So in a sense, and the church too. So in a sense, it's almost like a four-way partnership.
That's it.
Got the church, you got the school, you have the parents, you got the teachers, and you got the kids. I guess it's a five-way.
Five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it's kind of like five-fold ministry mentality. But the idea is that when the parents get involved, the education that the children are receiving it can be continually reinforced because it's not just taught between the school walls.
Exactly.
Is that a big part of how you guys think
it
through?
Big part of it. And all those elements come together. It's Matthew 28, go make disciples. And this is a vision, a long-term vision, starting with kids to make disciples that glorify Christ.
Okay, so now through the KPRZ program, the normal price, we'll just use this as an example without using specifics, but a normal price would be like $4,000 for a year. Through this half-price tuition program, people can get on there for $2,000 as opposed to $4,000.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a genius. But two is still half of four. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I can stick with that. So $4,000 instead of that, it's $2,000. And, oh, by the way, because some people are like, yeah, I ain't got $2,000 to slap on a car. It's like, yeah, I got you. I feel you. But that's one of the reasons why we coordinate payments as well. So it gives people that opportunity. So what we're trying to say is everybody, and this is a fact, everybody should not think this is absolutely everybody's should be doing this. I'm not convinced of that. But there are people who should be doing it. And what we don't want to have is excuses or hindrances or roadblocks from those people who should be doing it. Is that
absolutely
kind of a way to say that?
That is absolutely it. And we're trying to provide a platform for anybody to get privatized education.
Yeah.
Yep.
A Christ-centered education. You have been involved with the school how long?
This is our first year together.
That's your first year. How do you feel? How does it feel?
It's amazing. Me and my wife are actually teaching seventh grade.
Wow.
So we have a phenomenal bunch of students. And, you know, it dawned on me after our first day, every single day I get to invest into these young people and speak gospel truth to them every single day. And our mindset is building disciples.
Yeah. And so when you're doing that, you don't always get to see immediate reward, though you probably see some reward from time to time. You're not going to see the fullness of your investment in one day.
I mean,
this is going to be over a time element. But isn't that also equally true for the parents as they're paying for investing in Christian education? It's not something that they see like one day. So here's the investment back. I got it already.
Exactly.
It's a lifetime, isn't it?
Yep.
And you teach them. What's some of the things, because you're newer at it and the kids are newer interacting with you, what's some of the things you really enjoy that maybe you thought, I don't know if I'm going to like doing this, and now you're doing it and you're like, well, this is cool. This is cool. What do you like?
You know, I think just being with them in the classroom has been amazing. I've been a youth pastor for 12 years, so being able to kind of transition and now teach education has been a really unique experience for me to see how Christ fits in everything from math to science to grammar and literature. I mean, it all points to him and all how he created this world and the foundations for everything. So that's been amazing. And just being with the students again, energy and excitement and a 14-minute, level for their minds to capture something before they need a break. You know, everything is just, it's a wild classroom, but it is an amazing opportunity for them and for me. We both grow in the process of learning more about who Jesus Christ
is. Sounds like you're getting just as much out of this
as the kids are. I'm fired up about it. I love it. I might love it more.
Yeah, that is that. I just think it's awesome. All right, a couple things I want everybody to know. Must catch this, okay? 760-744-9237. 760-744-9237. That's the phone number, okay? That's number one. Number two, communitychristiansm.com. Okay, I can say it again because I know that some of you are going, what? CommunityChristianSM.com. I will double check with Brian real quickly. I believe are they on the website as well? Is they're all set on the website? So if you're like totally lost, then you can go to KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuition, and you will find Community Christian School there as well. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now, no matter what. Got to do a tour. You got to go check out the school. You can't just close your eyes and take a dart and throw it at the wall and go, oh, that's where I'm going. You got to go there and check it out. The school needs to make sure that the kids are a fit for the school, and the parents need to make sure that the school is a fit for the family.
Yep.
I mean, it's a mutual decision, and it's a big decision. But making no decision, no, that's not that impressive. And so here's a couple things to remember. Very strong academics, small class size, so you're not dealing with 400 or 500 kids trying to go, I don't understand. Put your hand down. We don't have time for questions. None of that stuff. There's half days. There's parent participation. It's a whole different process, but it's understanding this. A Christ-centered education will last an entire life. So what's the value? I mean, if you want to go on, I know it costs money to do all kinds of things. Hey, it costs money for you to get in your car and go see a Chargers game when they do their home opener, even if they win or lose, which hopefully they'll do a little better job. But the bottom line is, it's an investment. It's time. It's energy. It's part of who you are. But then again, didn't God make you the steward of those kids? Of course he did. So that kind of works out together. That makes sense to me. Here's what I'm going to tell you. CommunityChristianSM.com. That's the website. 760-744-9237. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back. Just a few more questions to talk to Pastor Ray about. I want everybody to think this through. What's the advantage for a person to have a private Christian education? Much in every way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
Purchase and download your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for D.D. Dolphin, a 10,000-word, 5-day, 15-minutes-a-day, read-aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 D.D. Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to ddolphin.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. I can't tell you because I'm inside a building doing a remote. But I'm going to take just a step of faith here and say there is weather. That's my step of faith. In regards to what the traffic is like, can I ask you this question just real quickly before we get into this? If the traffic is heavy or the traffic is light, what are you going to do? Stop your car and get out? You're not going anywhere. Doesn't really matter, does it? If the Lord wants you to be patient, I guess you'll be patient. If the Lord wants you to get scooting along, you'll get scooting along. It doesn't matter. You're not getting out of your car. Just a thought to process things by. All right, we're hanging out with Pastor Ray Owens. He's actually the pastor in the River Church San Marcos, but also in charge of coordinating for... And what's your title for the school, by the way? Are you like...
Headmaster.
Headmaster?
Yeah.
Wow. Community Christian School. Headmaster, Pastor Ray Owens. Anyway, sounds very, 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road in San Marcos. For those that need to, phone number 760-743-9237. Also, the website, Community Christian SM. Now, for those of you who are going, well, SM, yeah, that would be for San Marcos, folks, so stay with it there, okay? I know you can do this. CommunityChristianSM.com. And the school has been around for a while, but Pastor Ray's connection is much newer. It's his baptism, his first year, time to get him married, his first year being coordinator for the school, right?
That's it.
But you love it.
I love it.
Talk to me about your own children. You have children who are in the education system, but they're not quite to this place yet. So talk to me about where they're at and what's happening.
Yeah,
what's-
I mean, being a church planner and doing ministry, ministry doesn't come with a lot of resources. So for us, we had to put our kids into, you know, public school. It's just the forum to do. One of the reasons we moved to San Marcos is because we felt, at least in the community, maybe that'll be some of the best areas for the school. And that's just the approach we had to take with our limited resources. But even now, my daughter in third grade, my son just entering into kindergarten, we can already see and sense and feel some of the things that they are grabbing and catching on to, even in the public school realm. It's so much more than just math and learn a couple of vocabulary words and things of that nature. I mean, they are coming home with a mindset, a worldview being placed upon them. And at least they're coming home and they're in an environment where they can come home, ask questions. Case in point, one of them was just dinosaurs the other day. Daddy, dinosaurs died 65 million years ago, and this is what a dinosaur is, and this is what I learned. And I just started to realize, oh, whoa, we are on two totally different planes here. And that's happening in second and third grade already in our community. So now we get to have an ability to have privatized education where Christ is in the center of everything, and they can see how Christ is glorified in all these realms, how God created the animals, on what days he created. We just did Genesis this week in school.
Cool.
So they are starting to see what it means as a Christian, as a believer, to have a Christian worldview and to approach it through that lens and look at all of science and everything else through that lens.
Yeah, I think the one of the most important parts about that, about what you said, is getting into a little bit of a deeper thought process, understanding that there is a philosophical difference that's at play here. And the problem is, it's not, I don't know if I want to use the word fair, but it doesn't seem appropriate to have a worldly philosophy poured upon a child that has a mind who's 5, 6, 7 years old without having alternate philosophy, alternate truth. And when we say alternate truth, I mean actually just truth.
Yep.
But then alternate philosophical approach to understanding knowledge. It's you know, people can look at the skies and just go, oh, it goes on forever and there must be a trillion other lives. Or you can look at the sky and understand there's a creator who spoke this into existence, and the fact that it's as beautiful as it is, yet so orderly, is a demonstration that I'm loved and that I'm a significant being.
Yep.
And so there's a couple of ways that those philosophies can help us interpret. It's really, really important, though, especially if you do have kids that are going up to a regular school, that as parents, you give them the right philosophical tools, not just to let the school be the educator. After all, if you let the school just be the educator, a secular school, what is the difference between that and letting the government simply be the philosophical educator of people?
Yep.
There's no difference at all. So you have to think of it in those terms and look at the government and go, yeah, no, I don't think so. So, I mean, there has to be this attitude. What's one thing that parents should be aware of in regards to a community Christian school? Is it the connection and the depth between the school and the parents, or is there even something beyond that?
That is one of the main points, is the partnership and the relationship. It truly is. You know, a lot of times we'll see the word community in names. This truly is a community of parents teaming up together to educate the children for Christ's glory. So it's that teamwork. It's the small classrooms. We don't allow the classrooms to go over 10 students per classroom. So it gives teachers and subs and the abilities to just pour into the students one-on-one, individually, intimate. And lastly, it's half days. So it gives parents another option with the rest of their day to be able to continue to grow and invest in their kids. So they can come in the morning, get educated, go off to sports still later off in the day, but everything is teamed up together with a common goal, with a common mindset. How can we lay these foundations for Christ in them, give them opportunities to see the truth, learn these different philosophies, and really have their hearts just be grabbed by the Lord and become passionate disciples for Him?
Very cool. Good job. Good job. How'd that feel?
Good. Thank you for writing that for me.
Yeah, I did.
I appreciate that.
I had to do it really fast. Yeah, I couldn't write something that fast, that smart ever. It's time to do a thesis. What is it? It's a what? Okay. Here's the bottom line, folks. Pastor Ray Owens from River Church San Marcos with Community Christian School telling you, hey, if you got a child and you want to get your child involved in a private Christian education, Christ-centric teaching, we have an opportunity for you to jump on board here. It's at Community Christian School, 1645 Rancho Santa Fe Road in San Marcos, California. Their number is 760-744-9237. That's 760-744-9237. The website, communitychristiansm.com. communitychristiansm.com. You can also find them on the KPRZ site under the Half Price Tuition banner. My strong suggestion, my high encouragement, is to check them out online, set up a tour, see if it's the right fit. If it's the right fit, move forward, because the Half Price Tuition program says instead of $4,000, you're looking at $2,000. Instead of everything up front, you can do it in payments. We'll work with you. We'll make it happen so it happens for you.
Amen.
Good job.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, it was great having you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a lot more stuff to take care of, so if you go somewhere, you'll miss it. So don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.